After a long march, hundreds descended on the Talbot County Courthouse, demanding the Confederate statue known as the Talbot Boys be removed from the front lawn. This is Don Rush. The march coincides with the celebration of a new national holiday, Juneteenth, which marks the freeing of the last slaves in the Confederacy in 1865. Erected in 1960, it's a bronze statue of a young Confederate soldier holding a Confederate flag. Top Maryland state officials have already called for its removal. In attendance was Delegate Cherie Sample Hughes.
But unfortunately, there remains a stain on this city that is long overdue for removal. The Talbot Boys statue. The statue, which was erected long after the end of the Civil War, is a memorial to a time when white supremacy was the law of the land. And it only stands today as a reminder that there are people today who wish to take our country back to that shameful time.
The Talbot County Council has been reluctant to remove the statue, rejecting a motion to do so on a 3-2 vote. Currently, there is a federal lawsuit by the American Civil Liberties Union to get the statue removed. One of the leaders of the effort has been Richard Potter, president of the Talbot County branch of the NAACP, who told the crowd,
I stand with you today to say hate has no home here in Talbot County. I stand with you today to declare that change has come to Talbot County, and it is us individually coming together who will bring about this change.
Maryland has been shedding its Confederate symbols on public land, and the Talbot Boys is believed to be the last such statue in Maryland. This year, Annapolis also did away with the longtime state song My Maryland, My Maryland, and its expression of Confederate sympathies. There are new offerings, including one by Maryland Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin, with lyrics by Steve Jones. As Daryl Moak began to sing, it made direct reference to the Eastern Shore and Frederick Douglass, whose own statue sits on the opposite side of the lawn from the Talbot Boys.
Frederick Douglass threw off slavery's chain. The free states began to find its name.
And there were numerous signs calling for its removal, ranging from the heritage of hate is nothing to celebrate, and Juneteenth is my Independence Day. And there was a young white teenager leaning against the base of the Talbot Boys statue with an American flag in hand while wearing a Black Lives Matter t-shirt. The march was designed to coincide with the Juneteenth anniversary, but few believed it would become a national holiday in time for this event. Reverend Bernetta Pender with St. Matthew United Methodist Church in Easton.
I think it's awesome, and for what it stands for. And then for us to say we're going to just honor that day and have a day set aside for those that can participate in any kind of parades or gatherings to commemorate such a beautiful thing.
But the efforts to remove the statue and the creation of a national holiday are symbolic. While substantive issues like the voting rights legislation could stall out in the Senate due to the filibuster. Richard Potter with the NAACP.
Though on one hand we have achieved great success with Juneteenth being a national holiday, we still have to do more lobbying with our legislators to get systemic racism eradicated out of our policies, out of our governing laws.
But it was still an upbeat affair, with many saying they were more determined than ever to bring down the statue, as the Friends for Christ Choral Group sang to the crowd. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.